has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Who is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh? Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is too much to comprehend. Who is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh? Is too vast to contain. The best way to put it is that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is whoever you need Him to be. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the H in the H there. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the H in the middle of Abram's name.
Praise God.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And that's the God that's dwelling on the inside of us.
Glory to
that's
God.
That's the God that's planning our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's the God that called you to be a lawyer and a pastor. It's the God who called me to preach and teach His word and fly His airplanes for
Glory
Him.
Glory to God.
That's the God.
Yeah.
And He never changes. Oh.
Hallelujah.
And read the book of Revelation. Enjoy the book of Revelation. The God who was and is and always will be.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you step out there, your brain would have to be this big to figure that out. Your brain can't do it. Our brains are too small for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because He has no beginning and no ending. But today, we're one day closer to the resurrection.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Every day, we're one day closer to the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that you're one day closer to your complete healing. Mm-hmm. And this is the day. You don't have to bear that. Jesus bore it for you.
Thank you.
Read that Matthew chapter 8, starting with the 14th verse. Jesus fulfilled what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses.
Yes.
Where? In His own body on the tree.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So let's go over here to the 4th chapter of the book of Acts. We're still talking about the power of attorney to use His name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of trouble started happening. Oh, they began to preach in that name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they thought they got rid of Him, but now this wild bunch are teaching and preaching in His name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now we got them to deal with. Oh, dear Lord, now the man at the beautiful gate. Now, we can't argue with the fact that a great miracle was done, but we're going to beat you up if you preach in that name again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what? So, Acts chapter 4. Verse 27, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determine before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching, they preach the word by stretching forth thine hand to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That preach your word by stretching forth your hand to heal.
Yes.
Now that's a different way of putting it, isn't it?
My God.
That signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said anything aught against the things which he possessed, and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The name was doing everything he did while he was here.
Yes.
So now the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Now, the centurion that built the synagogue in Capernaum,
mm-hmm.
the centurion, which was the crucifixion centurion,
mm-hmm.
number one,
mm-hmm.
I find out his name is Cornelius. So, Miracles happened here.
Yes.
That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism with John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Yes.
That name.
The name.
Power of attorney to use the name.
You mentioned how Brother Roberts taught you how to use his faith as a tool and yes. modeled that for you.
Yes.
And demonstrated that for you. And God wants us to learn how to use his name as a tool.
As a tool.
Just like a painter uses a brush.
Yes.
And the confidence that a painter has that when he applies that paint with that brush to the wall, that the wall is going to come out exactly as he wants
Amen.
It. He's not questioning it. He's not doubting it. He's not wondering or hoping that it works out.
He knows the different brushes and the different sizes.
And he knows which one will get him which result.
Yes, yes.
We are also to use the name of the Lord as a tool. If we, like that painter, know which to use and what will get what result, if we apply the name that's appropriate to get the result that we desire, then just like that painter, we need to be confident in the result.
Yes, yes. And spend the time going through these name scriptures
mm-hmm.
and meditate on that. All the different times and ways the name of God was used
yes.
through the different scriptures.
Yes.
And David, a covenant man, I come at you in the name of the Lord, God of hosts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he killed Goliath right then.
With those words.
With those words. Mm-hmm. He's good as dead right
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over here to the book of Philippians. Mm-hmm. And it's so rich and so strong. This little book of Philippians. Philippi was a very small town. It was Roman garrison.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul and Silas were in jail there. So, and he began to teach those people in this letter. And in the second chapter and the fifth verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus,
yes.
who being in the form of, you have to let that, you have to learn how to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And Melvin, every time I get in an airplane, mm-hmm. I sit down to fly it. I pray before I ever touch the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, right now, I receive the flying mind of Christ yes. and the things you've taught me about flying an airplane safely
mm-hmm.
all these 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
You taught me things. But I follow the words of my instructor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, let this mind, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made of himself no reputation, took upon him a form of a servant, made in the likeness of men, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath also highly exalted him mm-hmm. and given him a name. That's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's old English.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him his name. That's what other translations say.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him his name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, or names in heaven, names in the earth, and names under the earth,
yes.
and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cancer is a name.
Yes.
And it has to bow its knee.
To the name of Jesus.
To the name. But
glory.
It takes faith in the name.
Mm-hmm.
To do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the pastors and the others that are ministering, take the time to meditate that name. Take the time to do it. Build up. build up your faith in that name.
Yeah.
That it's not just a name, you're just... And build up faith in His blood.
Yes.
Plead the blood. Well, what does that mean? When you plead the blood of Jesus, that means you throw this whole book in the face of the devil.
Glory to God.
Every blood covenant mentioned in this book.
Mm-hmm.
You just hit him with it and just make him bow his knee. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Power of attorney.
So when we talk about using the name of the Lord as a tool and recognizing that it is a tool, it's every person who has a skill has tools that that person has to utilize in order to perform. And they rely on their tools and they care for their tools. And they trust in their tools.
That's good.
And they recognize that even though I have these skills, it doesn't amount to anything if I don't have my tools.
Mm-mm.
When we see the name of the Lord as a tool, which He has given us in order to accomplish what it is that He's called us to do whatever He's assigned us to do. When we recognize His name as a tool, then just like the, we talked about a painter, or if you got a cook, a baker who bakes a cake, just like that person has to rely on that oven, and she knows that I need to turn that oven to 350 degrees if I'm going to cook this cake, if I'm going to bake this cake, she trusts in that oven to do what it is that she needs that oven to do. And she's not wondering, I wonder if it's gonna work, or I wonder if it's gonna happen for me, or I wonder if it's gonna come to pass. She's confident that the oven will produce what it is that she needs.
Glory to God.
That's how we need to be with the name.
Yes.
We recognize that the name has been given to us. God has authorized us to use it as a tool, and we need to be confident in the name. We don't need to be wondering, hoping, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't happen. I don't know what if, you know, none of that. We need to be confident, just like that person is with that tool, confident that this tool will get me the result that I'm going after.
That is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
I love that.
Glory to God.
Ronnie Roberts came back from military, and by this time, Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association was quite large. Well, he decided, I'm just going to go on my own. So he needed a car when he came back from service.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the bank and applied for a loan for the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the banker said, well, son, you really don't have enough collateral. You don't have enough down payment for a car. And he said, I just can't, in all good faith, loan you the money for the car. He said, would it do any good if I told you I was Oral Roberts' son? He said, well, why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Of course I'll loan you the money.
Started there.
Yeah. Why? Because Oral's name was so good and so powerful,
mm-hmm.
he paid his bills.
Mm-hmm.
He went in to get a haircut one day. And the man recognized him. Oh, Brother Roberts, I'd like to give you this haircut. He said, no, sir. I pay. Now, he said, what you do with the money, that's up to you. But I pay my bills. He said, God provides for me.
Glory
to God.
Isn't
that good?
Mm-hmm.
The name.
Yes. That Hallelujah. Name. Glory to God.
And there were people in Tulsa that didn't like the name of Oral Roberts, but they sure liked the fact that he paid his bills.
Paid his bills. Amen.
His name is big.
The name,
the power in the name.
The power that is in the power is in the name. That's one thing we want to make sure that we don't miss. The name carries the power because God put the power in the name to make itself come
yes.
to pass.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's not in the person who's using the name. It's in the name itself.
In the name itself, yeah, that's right.
The power is in the name.
And That's the name that backs this book.
Yes.
Now, we've been blessed to be able to have a concept from the fact that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. Mm-hmm. But it can become a religious name, and it has no power whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the name of Jesus this and Jesus that, you know. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. That's a wonderful thing. You should do that. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be in vain. Mm-hmm. And that's what Dr. Melvin is teaching and preaching. Not in vain. I praise His name.
Hallelujah.
When I'm doing business in that name, I do business in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes. Yes.
That's what Peter said.
Mm-hmm.
That one. The one from Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
Because there's a, you know, in some language, not necessarily in English, but in other, in other cultures, Jesus is a common name.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
is. So Peter had to draw the distinction and make sure that it was clear that the authority that I'm operating in comes from this name.
I'm glad you brought that up, Melvin, because T.L. Osborne, T.L. and Daisy, T.L. and Daisy were very good friends of Gloria and mine before they departed the earth. And he talks about it in his in the book he wrote about healing the sick. Mm-hmm. First time they resigned the church and went overseas. And he said, now Jesus is the healer.
Yeah.
And they said, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he said, now let me show you here in the book. They said, well, let me show you in our book. Some had a Quran. The others had other, they all had their book.
Mm-hmm.
They came home defeated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he began to fast and he began to pray. And the Lord said, you go back in my name and heal the sick therein.
Mm-hmm. The authority in the name.
They went right back. The Lord revealed to them the authority of the name.
Mm-hmm.
And he became so bold. He said, well, they went through the same routine. He said, well, all right. You have any deaf people? Yeah. Line them up.
Praise God. Praise God.
He said, now, right there at first, she says, well, okay, but you have to have faith in the name.
Mm-hmm.
And they started getting healed. Then blind people started getting healed. Crippled people started getting healed.
Glory to God. Glory.
It was in the name.
Mm-hmm. And learning how to sow the name. One of the things we talk about in the book is you know, when we talk about the power of attorney, it's one thing to look at to recognize that we have the power of attorney and know how to use it as a tool. And, and then another way to look at it is to know how to use His name as seed. And I really love this part, talking about the seed because of the kingdom principle the revelation of the kingdom principle of seed and how the sower sows the word and how the word is the seed of God, and how in the beginning, how the Bible says, we quoted it earlier, that, you know, God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb that yields seed and the fruit tree that yields seed or fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its own kind.
Yes, yes.
And so what that tells us, you know, not only is the seed contained within the fruit, but the kingdom principle requires it to reproduce after its own kind. Hmm. So then if I want rutabagas, I can't sow corn.
No, that's right.
And expect to get rutabagas. I need to sow the type of seed that I'm looking for.
Jesus talked about the mustard seed.
Jesus talked about the mustard seed. And if I want mustard seed, I need to sow mustard seed. I can't sow apple seed. And the name, when we recognize, when he says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, the name is a seed that we are to sow, and it will reproduce after its kind.
Yes.
So when we are confronting things in life that are contrary to the word of God, we know that if it's contrary to the word of God, it's contrary to the will of God.
That's right.
And so when we recognize that this thing is contrary to the will of God, I don't have to live with it. I don't have to put up with it. I don't have to settle for it. I've got the name.
Oh.
And I am to utilize the name in order to cause that thing to change and conform to the will of God. We've got to learn how to use the name of the Lord as a seed, because it produces after its own kind.
Melvin, Barney.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, man, that is absolutely wonderful.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And the thing that makes it so wonderful is because you have been living with it and living with it and living with it and using it and using it and watching it gain results right there in Sacramento, California, right there in your own church. And it's moved out of that church, and it's just moved out all over the world.
Glory hallelujah.
To God, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah.
It's just magnificent.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The power of the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's internal power. The power in this word comes from the name.
Yeah.
Because these are covenants.
Covenants.
Yes. It's binding. A covenant is binding.
Can't get out of it alive.
No. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It is binding.
Yes.
It is amazingly binding against the devil. Jesus Christ of Nazareth went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Sickness and disease is satanic oppression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no good in him. There never has been any good in him. He's a fowler.
Mm-hmm.
He hates everything
mm-hmm.
but himself.
Amen.
And you can't call him stupid.
Oh, no.
No.
He's cunning.
He's far from that.
Yeah.
But he's a little slow. But now we look at things linear, and it is not linear. But he's like God. To him, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. But he's going to get thrown in hell for 1,000 years, and it's going to seem like 1,000 years every day. And we're out of time again today.
Amen.
Glory to Amen. God. And this has been good, man.
Brother Copeland has taught us that faith needs corresponding action. That simply means you prove your faith by doing what God tells you to do. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to sow in response to the word that you've heard. The principle of faith and corresponding action can be applied to every area of life, including our finances. For instance, take a look at Luke 6:38, and it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be met back to you again." Choose to agree with what Luke 6:38 says about you in the Word of God. Apply corresponding action by sowing your seed. Then, call in your harvest. For 55 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have preached the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. And those voices include books, downloads, the Victory Channel, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, magazines, social media, the website, meetings, Eagle Mountain International Church, and Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and we are still growing. Partners, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness in sowing into and praying for Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Let me pray over your offering right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word said, give and it shall be given. And our partners are so faithful to give. And now we're coming into agreement with them and believing with them for the harvest, a mighty harvest, a huge multiplied harvest of increase in their lives to take care of every need that they have according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
If you have never accepted Him, you've never called on His name, it's so easy. He did all the hard part. He hung on that cross, went into hell, and took authority over all the devil and his angels. Raised from the dead victorious over the grave and hell itself. And then He said, take My name and go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in My name, the believer will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In My name, they'll cast out devils. In My name, they'll speak with new tongues. So call on His name right now and say, Lord Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Yes. Give me Your name and fill me with Your mighty Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. And I'll join this great throng of people all Thank over you. The world the that Lord. Know You by name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And remember this, always, God loves you. Thank you, Melvin. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much.
Don't you appreciate Him? Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called a Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/newlife.